So I was scrolling through my feed and I come across this post. So basically the guy's exposing workers who are working for NSFAS. So apparently they created 440,000 ghost students, right? And they've managed to steal 7.6 billion rands. So obviously, I have a lot of concerns. Like, I really have a lot of concerns. And number one, I don't know if the story is true, because when I searched it, it didn't appear anywhere. So obviously they could be hiding it for the integrity of NSFAS or whatever. Number two, this is not a concern. This is just a hope, a wish that the story is not true. Because if the story is true, let's think about it. Like, for a moment, just think about, like, 440,000 ghost students. And there's a kid that you know, Kokasi, or Pasegahle, and they did not go to varsity. They got accepted, but they couldn't get funding. Think about it. We'll talk about it. Just think about it. Sanibona bangani bami, welcome to yet another episode of Isinopho Sasekhasi with your boy Tebogo Popo Molefe. Thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to share. Please don't forget to like. And please don't forget to follow the channel. Please subscribe to the channel wherever where you hearing this from. If there's a follow button, press the follow button. If there's a share button, please do that. If there's a like, please do that. Thank you in advance for doing it. But let me wait a bit until you do it. See, before you continue, please do it. Okay, I know you did it. So, back to the story, right? 440,000 ghost students, and they've managed to get away with 7.6 billion. So according to the post, I'm just breaking down the post. It's comrades of this other political party, which I will not mention. So I'm guessing it's probably black people. Which brings me to my concern. How sinister, how sick is that? If the story is true, how sick is that? You are an employee go NSFAS. You probably can send your kids to varsity, but you are stealing money which will send deserving kids to varsity. You are denying them an opportunity to change their lives and their family lives. Now, I don't, like, this story does not even need any kind of justification, even if these people are caught. No amount of explanation will justify this act. This is devilish. This is evil. Like, just think about it. This is very evil. Hence, I'm saying, I hope the story is not true. Because if it is, this is just a classic example of what I was talking about the other day. With some colleagues, of course. So we were arguing about whether social issues can actually affect our mental well-being. If you need explanation, if you need an answer after this story, then I don't know. Because there's a kid who could have gotten to change bophelo ba gagwe, but they are sitting thinking about how worthless they are, or being told how worthless they are, after spending 12 years trying to get matric. You are sitting, ekasi, doing nothing, just wasting your potential. Not because you don't want to change your life, but because there's a certain black person who chose to steal and eventually deny you an opportunity to change your life. Someone who can and who is living a luxury life with their kids, with the money that was supposed to change your life. We've seen all kinds of corruption. We've seen all kinds of evil. But this one takes the cup for me. Like, this is where I feel like, as black people, if the story is true, we must reflect. you know, we must just reflect, because some of the things that are happening in the country is because we created them ourselves. The problems that we are facing, crime, unemployment, what we create them ourselves. Obviously, when I say ourselves, I'm not mentioning the people who are actually being affected by these issues, you know, but the people who are in power, who have the opportunity, who have the capabilities of changing other people's life, but they're sleeping on it and they are contributing to it. Because no one chose to not go to school. You know, there were certain issues which I feel like were created by people in power to prevent that person from progressing in life. But that is not today's topic. Just that this is like, it got to me. It really got to me. So today's topic is basically telling you, if there's like, I don't know, I've had this situation a couple of times, and I felt like maybe other people are going through it. So I want to talk about it. If you relate to this, you leave me a comment in the comment section and I will engage on it. Have you ever had like a good week? And then, let's say out of the 7 days, 5 days were good, and there was just that 2 days where you felt like, yo, life is not going well, right? Because the past few weeks have been kind of soft, but there was that one particular day where like everything was just going south for me. And because I'm someone who panics a lot, I was panicking, believing that, you know, everything is actually going bad for me, my life is falling apart, just because I couldn't be productive on that day. But out of the 7 days, I was productive for 6 days. It was just that one day. So I want to know how you guys deal with it. I want to, you know, see how you guys keep the momentum even when like you have bad days. Because I imagine like you can have, you know, 3 bad days in a week, you know, but how do you like wake up and convince yourself to keep going? That is the topic that I want us to like look at. And obviously, please leave those comments on the comment section on, so that this is like information that we can share with everyone, because I know we go through this situation once in a while or frequently in our lives as young black people, right? What do you do? Because with me on that day, I don't know, because I called, I received calls, you know, from someone who knew that I was going through something on that day. And they try to remind me of, you know, how good the week was. So it's not my life that is bad. It's just the day that was bad. And this is something that I want us to talk about, so that we can react to this situation whenever you like facing that situation. What do you do on that day? What did I do? Because I'm talking to someone, it actually helps, you understand? But on that day, I had convinced myself, I had told myself, or you know what, my life is so bad, you understand? And it got me thinking, there's probably someone who harmed themselves because they believed that their life was bad, when in actual fact, it was just the day that was bad. You know? And I've seen this post where, I know we're joking a lot on Facebook, where these people use, like on a Monday, a random Monday, someone would just say, hey guys, we are done for the week. That's Chaisen. And I'm there thinking, it could be a joke, but that person could be going through something at that time. And they felt like, you know what, let me just give up. Because that's just a subtle way of saying I'm giving up. So what, if you guys can, like the people who manage that, what do you guys like do? You know, what do you do guys to get through that? Because I even went online to try and find solutions for me that can actually work for me. And one thing that stood out for me is get perspective, right? If you feel like your day is not going well, talk to someone about it. Tell someone what actually is going on in your life and not your life per se, but your day. But it's important to have someone to talk to every day about what you are going through on that day, because we make decisions based on what we are currently feeling. A lot of people are emotional people, including myself. You know, we make permanent decisions. Can't think the situation is just temporary. You understand? But I've grown to understand that whenever that happens, talk to someone about it. Or if you don't have anyone to talk to, which is, you know, common but very dangerous, talk to yourself the way you would tell your friend. Advise yourself the way you would advise your friend if they came to you and told you what they were going through on that day. Yeah, but it's the little things that actually, you know, prevent a lot of bad things going wrong, right? So this is something that I actually am interested in hearing from you guys. So if you have like another technique that you are using, leave it on the comment section. I'll definitely bring it up on my socials and then we can talk about it. But I'm hoping that you guys are not, okay, if you are having bad days, this is what I would advise you to do now. Take a moment and reflect on the past 2 days, the past week, the past weeks, and the past month. In fact, started small, right? Reflect on the past hours, yesterday, the other day, and see if really your life is bad, or it's just a day that is bad. Because we are so hard on ourselves when we cannot be productive, when in fact our bodies are not machines. You know, they are bound to get tired. There are days when you can not be, or the days where you won't be as productive as you are required to be, or you won't be as productive as you usually are. So we must, you know, understand that and try to not be so hard on ourselves. So whatever, guys, that you do, whatever techniques that you guys use, I'm interested in them. Like, I'm really interested, because this is, you know, when you get into the space where your life is constantly moving, it's easier to just, you know, convince, or you get convinced, that when things are not going your well on that day, then your entire life is just falling apart. So if you are going through that right now, I just want to say it's just a bad day. It's not your life. It's been your boy, Tabogopo Pomle from Snop Sasekasi. Thank you guys for tuning in. See you on the comment section. Shalom.